You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The Sports League, ESPN Rochester.
Plenty of action in sunny Florida. Sunny in 85. Paul Hamilton checking in after another disappointing loss from the Sabres last night in Miami. And comments today made by GM Jason Bottrell. Paul, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Paul, we're doing well, considering we're watching this team together and what's happening. I guess let's start with the news of today. Jason Bottrell speaking. What did the GM have to say? What were the main bullet points of his conversation with you and the other reporters gathered?
Yeah, I asked to speak with him early this morning when we got to practice. They obliged, and Jason's really not one that dodges. You know, if you have some legitimate things you'd like to ask him, they usually will make him available, and they did. And, of course, you know, that's the big thing that many fans want is Phil Housley being relieved of his coaching duties. But, honestly, and if you see the video of the interview, I think it's probably up on the Sabres website if it isn't already, that's probably the only thing in the whole conversation that he seemed a little surprised by. Was that question, and it was asked in a way like, you know, the fans want a coaching change. Is there going to be one? And he goes, they want a coaching change? And he goes, no. And then he talked about the progress that he's made as an organization, and he ended by saying there is not going to be a coaching change, and he was rather emphatic about it. He didn't say we'll be evaluating everything in the organization, which is usually what's said in those situations if it's something they're contemplating. It was just simply, there's not going to be a coaching change, period. Well, and that was it.
I like the idea that he came out and said what he said today, Paul, because I think it puts all of us kind of back into this reality check. I mean, we go back to day one of the Jason Bottrell era, and the word that he used over and over again at that introductory press conference was development. And when you just put it through the lens of development, this team is exactly where we kind of thought they were going to be in year two.
Yeah, they are. And it's hard to say after a 10-game winning streak because I think that lofted many's expectations. It did not mine. I never changed my expectations. I talked about they need to be playing meaningful games in March. Well, they may not be now. I mean, the way things are going, they may not be playing meaningful games in March. And then maybe I would change my opinion on the subject because I think they need to be. I think that's the kind of progress that needs to be made here. And you know what? Let's face it. Some players on this team got the last coach fired. And this also may have been a message to his locker room, saying, boys, I don't know what you did to the last coach, but you're not doing it to this one. This is our coach. Deal with it. Go out and play hockey. You know, because he was very emphatic, very to the point about it. And so it's possible that could have been a message to his own locker room that, hey, you know what? This is my coach. Deal with it.
WGR's Paul Hamilton joining us as the Sabres tomorrow night in Tampa Bay. Buffalo on a 3-game slide. Last night was one of those nights, Paul, that if you were home watching, hey, the Sabres are up, and then you go just, wait a second, they're already down 3-1. What happened? Why does this team so often at the first little sign of adversity crumble? When your head coach calls you soft, Danger talks about development and inciting what Bottrell says. But my gosh, is that a personnel problem? Because can you teach being mentally tough? I want players that are mentally tough that are not going to just crumble at the first sign of adversity in any said game.
Look at what this organization needs. I don't think there's any question. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are players with good hockey IQ. There are too many guys. How long have we gone through this now? Ted Nolan, and then Dan Bylsma, and now Phil Housley. And everybody wants to change coaches almost every year or every 2 years. Well, maybe we need to look at some of the players that have been here through it all. And how many times I've said on the air, on all three coaches, I'm at practice. I watch what they're teaching. and they're not, what's happening on the ice is not what they're being told to do. It's not what this coach wants them to do. I said it with all three coaches. I've been saying with Housley, and maybe some of these guys who are entrenched here and have been entrenched here don't have the hockey IQ that they need. For example, last night, Barkov, there's a play going on that Huberdeau winds up scoring, and Barkov kind of saunters over to the corner. Why is Rasmus Ristolainen following him there? He is not going to be dangerous. So that is not where you need to be. That is not what you should be doing. You don't follow him there. And it happens time and time and time again. They got too many guys who just don't think the game very well. And it, to me, it's made three coaches look very bad.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Paul. I mean, I listen to those post-game press conferences with Housley, and everything he says, I can't argue. I'm like, he's not wrong. I mean, these guys don't have respect for the defensive end of the ice, and it's the reason why they give up some of these just horrible losses when you think to yourself, oh, they're up. They can win this. No, they go, and they're wildly inconsistent. And to hear him call them soft after Friday night's loss, I was like, if you can't respond to that, then it – I don't know what this team is made of.
Yeah. Why can you do it in practice? Why can you go through drills in practice and it looks good? And then I think your coaching staff feels good about the players again. Well, we had a good practice today. And then go out in the games and do it wrong. Game after game after game. And they have shown time and time again with Bylsma and with Housley. When they go out and do what they're asked to do, they usually play pretty well and have a pretty good chance to win the game, and often do win the game. But they don't do it enough. It's like, you know, Housley basically is on his hands and knees begging them to be around the net. When they're around the net, they score four or five goals.
Yeah.
But they're it happens so infrequently. It's like you would think they would figure out that, well, we scored five tonight. We had a lot of rebound goals. We were there when the rebound came down and we scored tap-ins. That maybe that might be the way to go instead of peeling off and being in the circle, nowhere near the net. They don't figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's what Jason Botterill has to do. I would rather have smart players than supreme talent. I would rather take the talent down a slight shade, not a top defenseman to a number four or six defenseman. But I would rather have a guy who doesn't have quite as much talent, who really thinks the game well, because I think you get farther with that guy.
Paul, I look for alignment within winning organizations, and I feel like today's comments that Botterill made, you know, proves that there is alignment between GM and head coach, but clearly there's a disconnect between head coach and the locker room. Jack Eichel's his first year being captain. He's still young. He's 22 years old. But does some of this, as far as, you know, we can't argue his production on the ice, but his leadership, is that anything worth questioning in terms of him being the captain of this team this season?
It was going along really well for a while, but the body language is back.
Yeah.
You know, the staring up in the air, the breaking of sticks. You're lagging way behind the play because you're all upset with the play that just happened in the offensive zone, and you're not hustling back, and you're shaking your head, and you're going over to the bench breaking sticks, and you're shaking your head over there. That stuff has to stop, and I thought it had. I thought he had grown past that. But the more he gets frustrated, the more the losses keep piling up, he gets more and more frustrated, and it started again. And somebody has got to cut that off because he is just, yeah, he's producing points, but he's not. In any one of these games against three of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference, he could have just taken the team, put it on his back, and said, we're winning this hockey game. He's done it before in games this year, but he didn't, because it's just such a total frustration that he's experiencing right now. And it's just, as I said, the body language is back.
When it comes to Jeff Skinner, how does this affect his decision? Because if this season completely goes sideways, and as you know, Paul, 2019, the Sabres have the fewest points so far in the calendar year in the Eastern Conference. So for Skinner, do you think this causes him to reevaluate where it looked like, yeah, it was probable that he would re-sign, or am I reading too much into this? What are your thoughts on Jeff Skinner, where we may be headed here?
Well, first I asked Botterill about, he said he and Skinner's agent have agreed they were not going to negotiate this contract with the media. So he just talked about, you know, we've had conversations and we'll leave it at that. So we're not going to, and I respect that. It's probably the, you know, as much as I would enjoy hearing about it as a media member, that's probably the best way for them to handle it. And so you look at Skinner, he very much enjoys Buffalo. He said he didn't realize what kind of hockey market it was playing on a visiting team, but he said now that he's here, it's crazy. He goes, the way the fans are, you know, and how invested they are in their sports teams here, he really enjoys playing in a market like that. And he really enjoys playing with Jack Eichel. So I think he's fine right now.
Paul Hamilton, WGR, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Monday, the trade deadline. I don't believe that there's a single player out there right now that, well, there certainly are players out there they could get that could be impactful. But realistically, I don't know that there's anybody out there. What are you hearing in terms of the Sabres making a move prior to Monday?
Well, I asked him, I said, you know, since November 29th, you have the third worst record in the National Hockey League, and you're only 2 points away from the worst record. All you've done is add Pilot and C.J. Smith to the roster, and C.J. Smith was just recently. Why have you not made a move? And, you know, he talks about the conversations and things that don't come to fruition, and he said he still is going to stay the course of his plan for the organization. He's not ever going to make a panic move, and I believe him there. He's very calculated in his thinking. And he's not just going to make a move to satisfy people and make a bad move for the organization. They could be in first place right now, and he would not be looking for a rental because he knows full well that this is not a Stanley Cup winning team, and adding one guy is not going to make it such. So I don't think he's against trading the number one picks that he's acquired, but it's got to be the right trade. It's got to be a guy who's going to be part of the future of this hockey team. And I think that's what he felt with Skinner when he acquired him, knowing, yes, he's an unrestricted free agent. But bringing him into this market with Jack Eichel, and since he hardly had to pay anything for him, it was worth the risk that he could re-sign him. I don't think he has any thought whatsoever of trading him by the trade deadline. And don't forget, it's totally up to Skinner. He has a no movement. So he would have to approve any deal that would come across. But I get the impression that Jason Botterill wants to play this out to the bitter end if he has to. And if he has to take it all the way to July, he will. And he has really, I don't think, has any interest in trading him.
Paul Hamilton is in Tampa for tomorrow night's game, Sabres and Lightning. We'll have that for you on ESPN Rochester. Paul Hamilton, WGR, our guest. As far as the trade line from the Amerks perspective, Paul, if I'm reading the tea leaves, this might be the one year where I wouldn't have any concern if I'm an Amerk fan. Tell me I'm wrong on that, because it seems like if there is a silver lining with the Sabre organization, it is that the future here, well, at least in Rochester, you can anticipate what could be a good playoff run here.
Well, when you look at, well, trades that could be made, it's usually for unrestricted free agents. Well, who are the two unrestricted free agents the Sabres have? Skinner and Pominville. Mm. Usually you don't trade the restricted guys unless you just know you're not going to bring them back. So Beaulieu could maybe get traded as a restricted free agent since he's not playing much. Allmark's not going anywhere. I doubt McCabe is going anywhere. Rodriguez. Gergensen's, Larson, and Smith would be the other ones in that category. So I don't think Skinner's going anywhere. So maybe the Sabres might subtract one or two guys from the roster, depending on how it goes. So, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a trade made for the Amerks, bringing in a solid AHL player to help them move forward. That wouldn't, because, you know, he really wants them to do well, and he fully believes that you have to have success on the American Hockey League level to have success on the National Hockey League levels. He believes that with every hockey knowledge he has. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some sort of trade that would be more of an AHL trade.
Hey, Paul, what's the latest on Kyle Pozzo's health?
Yeah, and he was okay. He was diagnosed without a concussion.
Oh, good.
And he went to Jersey, skated in a with two other guys on Sunday, the day of the game, and then went home from there. And I can tell you I've had three major concussions from playing hockey. I can tell you that symptoms do not necessarily come right away. Exercising can cause them to come later in time, which is maybe what happened here. Got on the ice and all of a sudden started having symptoms and got in contact with the doctor. I can also tell you that the myth about not flying with a concussion is about a 20-year-old thing. With the advances they've made now in medicine, flying is not that big a deal for somebody with a concussion. As Rob Ray said to me the other day, he goes, what if you get a concussion in San Jose? Are you going to drive home for 6 days? He said, you know, of course you're going to get on an airplane. So the people who, the amateur doctors out there on that wonderful venue called Twitter, you know, who were just ripping the Sabres for putting them on airplanes, hey, it's not that big a deal anymore. And, you know, they were ripping the medical staff because they didn't know he had a concussion. Well, symptoms did not show themselves to start with. So I worry about him right now as a person more than I do as a player. I'm really not worried about him as a player at all right now. But with everything he's gone through, you do have a lot of worry because of, you know, what could be going on here.
Carrying the nine defensemen right now as the Sabres are. I mean, I was expected to move, but I guess not. So, I mean, is this something that will be cleared up before Monday, would you anticipate, Paul?
No, they only have eight. Scandella's on injury reserve.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, and Scandella's week to week, so he's not coming anytime soon. It wouldn't shock me if they move Beaulieu, because I just don't know if he's going to get the playing time. Although, yeah, at practice today, he was with Nelson. And it looks like they could maybe be the third pair in tomorrow's game with Hunwick. Hunwick practiced, but he has a slight injury and couldn't play yesterday. I thought Beaulieu did okay, considering he has played one game in about a month. But, you know, if they go by what we saw in practice today, Beaulieu and Nelson will be together in the game tomorrow.
Paul, we always appreciate your time, even though you're basking in sunny 85-degree weather right now. We're not jealous. We're just grateful to have you on with us to give us the latest on the Buffalo Sabres. We wish you safe travels, and thank you again.
No problem. Take care.
Paul Hamilton kind of agrees with you from the body language on Eichel.
That's right. Yeah. Listen, nobody cares when you're right. They just want to point out when you're wrong. Look, I know what I see. I know what my eyes show me. And if Hamilton's seeing it too, then I'm not crazy, okay? I'm not crazy to think that his body language suggests that he's petulant, that he needs to grow up. He needs to grow up. You're the leader of this team.
Breaking sticks, rolling your eyes, looking up at the ceiling is not showing leadership. It's just not. It doesn't exactly inspire people around you.
And when it's all said and done, it's probably like a lack of talent on this team. This is all about development. Bottrell's comments today were reinforcement, and we all kind of forgot what it's all about. Again, the 10-game winning streak, the worst thing that could have happened to this team. Best thing that could have happened to Phil Housley, because if he didn't have the 10-game winning streak, you know, you're questioning if this was how this team played all year long, we would be, well, Phil Housley would probably be shown the door, right? I mean, at some point, you'd be like, all right, well, what the hell? They made all these improvements in the offseason. The 10-game winning streak probably gave a little bit of a lease of life for Phil Housley as the Sabres head coach. But it changed all of our expectations so much so, this team is exactly where it needs to be.
Well, I wouldn't say need. I mean, you had a 92% chance to make the postseason after a win over Boston in mid-December. And then the calendar flips, and now you have the worst record in 2019. That is a stark drop-off that demands an explanation. And for Paul, and Paul brings this up, sometimes maybe just a shift or two or a trade just wakes up the locker room a little bit, and your moves have been calling up Pilot and calling up C.J. Smith. By the way, that's fair game to question Bottrell throughout this whole thing, too. You could have made a move, and if you're winning and you're here, hey, maybe we're ahead of schedule, but we're here. Let's make a run for it. So to me, the development thing, I'll hear that, but I'm not going to accept it.
I love the idea that this message is timed out. That Phil Housley's our coach. Deal with it. That if you're a player on this team and your intention is, I don't want to play for this guy anymore. He's too rough on us. He called us soft the other day. No, no, no. He's our coach. Deal with it. Bottrell's comment from earlier today on what you're describing, this tumble from being first in the NHL to where they are currently in the standings. His quote, well, I probably didn't imagine that there would be a scenario where we'd be first in the league to begin with. It happened. Very proud of that accomplishment. This league has a lot of parity. You have to be prepared for everything. Our players are facing adversity here right now. I like where our players are at. You look at over the last 10 games or so, we want better results, but it's a situation where we put ourselves in a spot to win games in the third period, just haven't had the results. Yes. Last night, the latest example.
Well, and to my question to Paul about being mentally tough, and you have a lead, and then it's 1-1, and all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, it's 3-1. Kind of interesting how he brought it the wrist aligning direction when he brings out players that have been here. When you look at the defense, I would look at Ristolainen and I would look at Bogosian as the two guys that have been here all along that these things keep happening to. You know, it's interesting, too, when he brings up the disconnect of in Hamilton talking about how Nolan says something, players don't do it. How Bylsma said something, players don't do it. And now Housley, remember the one player last year and we took him to task for calling out his own teammates for saying the coach tells us what to do and we don't do it? It was Robin Lehner. Robin Lehner was the one guy who, in that vein, called out his own teammates in the media, which you never, ever hear happening. Kind of ironic now that Robin Lehner's moved on and doing all right.
And having some success. You're right. Aldrich to that is on the way next in the sports bar. Takes. We've got them. Takes on tap. A take space. 454-ESPN is our phone number. 454-3776. If you want to join us here in the sports bar. Trevor Bauer. Pitcher for the Indians. He's catching some heat because of some comments that he made in a Sports Illustrated article. I'll explain why Trevor Bauer is actually doesn't deserve any of the heat that he's getting.
All right.
None of the criticism. And also, a rumor that a former intern of ours put out there, you know, the rumors circulating around his favorite team, the New York Giants. And I'm telling you, it's not as crazy as it seems.
We have a report today about a new turf going in. A little bit of an upgrade there, or a renewal at a newer field. I got a take on that. And, well, if the Padres can spend $300 million, what does this say about baseball?
What does it say about your team? What's your excuse?
Exactly.
Oh, we don't like winning. Okay, we'll get to that. I'll drink to that. On tap next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports League, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.